Good morning. Thank you for calling OMAX Health. My name is Tiffany. May I please get your zip code, please?
87532.
All right, thank you. And your first and last name?
Kevin Hauck, H-A-U-C-K.
All right, and thank you for that. And verify your shipping address for me, please.
Well, I don't know if I put – I think the last time I put my brother-in-law's because for some reason – you guys don't ship the P.O. boxes, right?
Yes, we do. We have your P.O. box on
box
here.
Three, okay, well, P.O. box 359, Española, New Mexico.
All right, thank you. And how may I help you today? I see you have our, well, you was getting our vitamin D. How may I help you?
Well, I thought I was always going to constantly get updates on that, but I haven't received one in a long time. But I think I get, I don't know, you can look on my profile there. When is my next shipment due, my six-month shipment?
Okay, so you did have the six-month Ultra Pure with us, the fish oil product, but it shows that it got canceled back August the 22nd because we tried to send out a shipment, but it shows that we had an expired card on file. Would you like to update it?
Oh, okay. What card did you have on file?
Let me see. We have American Express, it ends in 4004. It expired June 20.
Okay. So I was supposed to get another shipment in August? I thought you guys sent me one in April.
Let me see what's going on. Okay, so that was the vitamin D that we were trying to do the reship on. The
oh,
Orchard
that's
Curve.
What happened.
Yeah.
Okay, when is my next Omega 6 due?
Well, last time you received one was in April.
So 6 months should have been middle of October, right?
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, so I guess maybe the reason why you didn't send it is because of the expired card or what?
Yes, sir, that's why, because of the expired card. When they tried to do the shipment for the vitamin D, it showed that it was expired card, so it will automatically just cancel the whole account.
Okay. Okay, so listen, let's see. Okay, so does it show the number of the old card?
It will only show me the last four numbers. It won't show
okay,
me anything
else. Okay, because I believe it's the same number, ma'am. It's just that now it's 625
expiration date?
Yes.
Okay, I could try to run it back through for you again. Let's see.
But I can just give you the number if you want.
Okay, well, that'd be much easier. So that'd be just fine. Let me get it pulled up. Okay, and American Express. And you can go ahead with the number, please.
It's 3725-787-428-94004.
Okay, you said it was 620.
625.
25, okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you need the digit? The
no, sir.
No,
the
okay.
Three-digit code? No, sir, I don't need that. Thank
it's
you.
Actually, it's American Express, it's actually a four-digit, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let's see what you was getting that for. You was getting it for the 144. Let me see if that offer is still in there for you, okay? Give me a moment.
Okay. As you can tell, I've been a good customer of you guys.
Yes, sir, you have. So what I'm going to do is, today is the 5th. So I'm going to have them, is it okay if I have them to charge you tomorrow so you can go ahead and get it shipped out tomorrow? Would that be fine?
That's fine. I got a little bit left. So, but you know what, miss? I just want to make sure I get it because for some reason, you guys have had trouble sending it to my post office box or whatever, and then I think my last shipment I got it at my brother-in-law's, you know?
I see another address on here. Let me see. Let's see.
I'd rather get it to my post office box, to be honest with you, but I want to make sure I get it, too.
Okay. Let me see. I'm going to see where your last shipment you received from us. I'm going to see what that one went to, okay?
I think it's Calle Mesa, I think. Street,
okay.
Which is really my brother-in-law's house.
Okay.
I have a physical address too, but I don't know. We just decided to give you my brother-in-law's.
Okay.
Because I think I've had trouble getting it at my house too. So I, you know, and you guys have me on an automatic. How How often am I supposed to get my vitamin D? Like every 2 months? Because you guys usually send me two at a time, or?
Yes, sir. We were sending you two at a time, so that would be every 2 months. Now, the shipping address that we have is the 910. That's your brother's?
That's my brother-in-law's. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the one that we have on file. Now, I see the P.O. box is just basically like a contact address. Do you want to just, since you was having trouble with the P.O. box,
no,
you want to just leave
I'd rather get it at my post office box if you guys can reassure me it'll get there. You know what, ma'am? No. You know what I think I did is I put my brother-in-law's address and I put my post office box just in case. So why don't you just ship it to my brother-in-law's?
You sure?
Jeez. No, you know, let's just try my post office box.
Okay. All right. We can do that. Give me a moment. Let me switch that out for you, okay?
P.O. Box 359, Española, New Mexico, 87532.
Okay.
How come one time you guys told me you couldn't ship it to my post office box? I'm wondering.
They said they couldn't ship it?
They could not. Yeah, so I don't know.
Okay, let me check for you because we have customers that do get things in their P.O. box. Give me just a moment, okay?
Okay, check, please.
All right, sure will. Give me a moment. Okay, I'm asking my supervisor. I just wanted to let you know I'm still here, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, miss.
All right, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh.
I'm just waiting on my supervisor.
Right.
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
I think what I do is I get a pretty big shipment, too. How many boxes do you guys send me, like?
Oh, yeah, it's a six box. Yeah, it's six boxes mm-hmm. that shipped out. So you think that could be the reason? That might be the reason why. I'm going to make sure, though.
Well, no. Well, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll put a slip in my box, and then I'll go pick it up at the desk. But, yeah.
That's right. They'll let you know that it's in the person order. That's correct. No, so you won't have a problem. You won't have a problem getting that in your P.O. box. Let me just switch it out, because that could be the reason why it was just shipped to your brothers, because you had that as the shipping dress, and you just had the
P.O. I had that because I was having trouble, see. So, and let me tell you what happened. Listen to this.
Yes, sir.
So back in April, they shipped it to my brother. I had warned them about it. I said, you're going to be getting a package from me. It's my, I call them vitamins, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And everything. So he's a smart man, okay? Don't get me wrong. He's a retired educator. He got the box. He opened it, and he said, this isn't mine. And he sent it back. And so I had to call you guys. And then of course, it. You guys shipped it again, and it did get to his address. And I don't think he'll mess up again, but, just let's try my post office box. And if I don't get it in 7 or 10 days, I might be calling you guys back again. But, oh, gosh. And then you guys will send me vitamin D, too, right?
You want the vitamin D? I can reopen that back up for you.
Yes,
as well.
Please. Yeah, and send me the refills. Well, now that you got a car that ain't going to run out, I'll keep getting it continuously.
Yes, sir, that is correct. Okay.
Okay.
So my supervisor said that we're going to try that P.O. box again. If you don't, you know, get it like you said in that time frame, you can always call back and then we can, switch it back to your brother's address. That's no problem.
Okay.
Okay. And you want to, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I am so torn out here, Miss. Please, I apologize. Thank you for your patience.
You're welcome.
Maybe I should just get it sent like I did last time. That way we know there's no screw-ups.
Okay, we can do that. We can keep it
at your
brother's house.
Yeah, keep it at my brother-in-law's. But like I say, I believe I have his address. It's under my name, but his address. And what is the address again you have, Miss?
Let me go back. His address, we have 910. Is it Collie? Okay, yeah. That's what we have. Then it's MESA, and that's in New Mexico.
Mesa. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
yeah, New Mexico, yeah. Yeah, and then, but you do have like a slash mark that says P.O. Box 359, right?
Yes, sir. See that on there. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Yeah, let's just do that. Because I even called him, I even talked to him yesterday. I said, hey, Gilbert, keep an eye out. I think my 6-month supply should be coming in. It should have already been in, but I don't, you know, just keep an eye. Well, now I know why it didn't come in the middle of October, because it came in the middle of April, not 6 months. It's because you guys thought you had an expired card on me. Well, I guess it was expired, except it's the same number. It's just that I got a new expiration date.
Yes, sir. Okay, so you just make sure you let him know that it's coming out again to you so he won't, you know, send it back.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, about when can I expect it, miss?
It does usually take at least 7 to 10 business days to receive it.
Okay, great.
Uh huh.
Okay.
And you're still being charged what you was charged for the 6-month subscription. That's $144, and then for the 2 months for the vitamin D is going to be $39.99. Okay.
Okay, great. And then I'll get that every 2 months, right? The vitamin
Correct.
D.
And yes,
then I'll
sir.
Get. And then, do I have to call again, or you guys will automatically ship me new omega oil in 6 months?
Oh, you don't have to call again. It's going to automatically ship it out to you. You're fine.
Oh, great, miss. Thank you.
Okay. And then also, if you're interested, we are doing a one-time shipment. It's on our OMAX Sleep Travel Pack. We do have it for $6.95. It does help improve your sleep. It does give you the best night's sleep as well. Would you want to take advantage of that?
No, ma'am. I'm okay, miss. I'm okay.
Okay. All right. Well, you're more than welcome.
And what was I going to say real quick? 7 to 10 days. Okay. But my credit card won't be charged till tomorrow, though, you said, right?
So what I did was, so that you was able to still get the Orchard Pur for the 6 months at the same price, I just went ahead and just redid the order again.
Oh.
So I went ahead and charged your card today. So that's the way the shipment will go ahead and ship out tomorrow.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, miss. Thank you for your patience, and you're awesome, and you have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you so much for that, and thank you for being an OMAX customer. And as a small business, we do sincerely appreciate your business. And as always, looking forward to assisting you on your journey of becoming a healthier you. You have a wonderful day, and I enjoyed talking to you.
Oh, thank you. By the way, I'm doing very good with my health, so thank you.
Okay, and I'm glad. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.